Blog Talk Radio.
Memorial Day weekend, we pray that you will have a safe and prosperous weekend, and it'll be filled with the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the strangest thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, we want to thank the Lord for every opportunity that we have. Y'all hold on a minute. Pray in tongues. I'm having a slight technical difficulty here. I don't know what the issue is, but I'm going to try to resolve it. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. I pray that takes care of the issue. If not, God will fix it. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for fixing whatever that is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can everybody hear me? I need to know. Sound check. Can you hear me? Amen. I'm waiting to find out. I don't see anything. Amen. I'm waiting to find out. Can you hear me? Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. Now I know you can hear me. All right. That's what's important. I wasn't certain about that, but now I know you can hear me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you all. And I bring you greetings on behalf of our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is great, and he's blessing his people right now. Amen. He's blessing us right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, that all the machinery and all the electronics that we have to work with us. We bind Bozy in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command every spirit that's attacking our machinery to be bound in Jesus' name. And we forbid you, Satan, to interrupt or interfere with this broadcast in any way. We deny you access in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There we go. Things are going to work just fine. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. Amen. And on Sundays as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. And we invite you to join us in our chat room. Those of you who've never been here before, we encourage you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. And our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, when you come to miracleinternetchurch.com, across the banner, you'll see the words MIC Radio Chat, our chat room. And on our chat room, you'll see people, as soon as you sign in, that are here to bless us. They are brothers and sisters in Christ. And they'll greet you with the love of the Lord. Amen? So we encourage you to sign in. Also, you'll notice that there are some other things across the banner. There's a place that talks about giving at miracleinternetchurch.com. That's a place that gives all the information on giving your tithes and your offerings and your gifts of love. We also have in our MIC radio chat announcements. Before every worship service, we have announcements. And on the announcements, we tell you how to go about that. I know some of you haven't noticed in a while, but we have information in our chat room on how to give. So I'm saying all of this to clarify for those of you who seem to be still using the old address. We have an address that we are using to receive mail. Why am I saying this? Because I've received some mail at the church site, and that's not a place where we receive the mail. So I'm saying that so that you will go to the correct place to look for the address to send mail to us. Amen? And that's under giving at miracleinternetchurch.com. And it's also in the announcements every time we come on the air, especially on Wednesday and Friday. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. So I hope that helps everybody. I hope that helps everybody. If not, write me at gproom@outlook.com and I'll explain it again. Amen. Praise God. Brother Bill will help you. He loves you too. Amen. So we just want to thank the Lord for that and give him praise. Well, I'm excited, saints. I hope you're excited. I'm excited. I don't know what's going on, but I'm, you know, with this computer here, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. Jesus is here, and everything's going to be all right because it's all right anyway. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, there's some other things I want to talk about a little bit for a moment. There's some of you that have never invited anyone to join us up here. There's some of you that have never invited anyone. And so I want to encourage you to invite someone. You've never, the whole time you've been listening and sharing and being a part of MiracleInternetChurch.com, you've never invited anyone to join you here. Now, saints, I know you know at least one person somewhere that you can invite to join you here. Whether they do or not, it's pretty much up to them and the Lord. But I want us to start thinking about inviting people to join us. Amen? We have people that listen to us from all over the world. It's not just one or two of us. It's all of us together. And so I want you to think about that, and I want you to pray about it. Just because they're in another country does not keep them from listening to us or from recasting the broadcast. Amen? It doesn't. They're not hindered. We have people from all over the world who listen to us and who receive the broadcast. Some of them receive the broadcast when we're live, and others of them receive the broadcast when they recast. So I want you to pray about that, and I want you to think about it, and let the Lord touch your heart. Don't just think, well, this one right here. You know, sometimes the Lord will point someone out to you that you don't know. Someone that you haven't met before. And he'll say to you, go over there and start a conversation with that person. And you go, okay, Lord, I'll do that. Well, you don't know what that person's problem is, and you don't know what they're going through. You don't. You're not walking in their shoes. They might be desperate. They might be thinking of committing suicide. You just don't know. So when the Lord prompts you to begin that conversation, by all means, listen to him. Obey the Holy Spirit. Do what he says to do, because he knows what's going on. That person may need to hear something that we've preached, something that we've taught, something this, you know, that we talk about all the time. They've never heard it before. They may not understand that it's demons trying to drive them to hurt themselves. They may not get that. But if we open our mouths and stop being shy and embarrassed and fearful about what's this person going to think, and just do what the Holy Spirit says to do, we're liable to find the fish. You know, fishermen like fish. They like catching them. It's what they like to do. So I want to encourage you to pay attention when the Holy Spirit's trying to get your attention. Amen? I want to encourage you to do what he tells you to do, because you never know what someone might need. And you might be the person, whether you know them or not, that has the answer. It may be that they just need to hear what we talk about here. It's a part of the problem that they don't have the answer to. Amen? So don't be, you know, it's all about me. No, it's never all about us. It's never all about us. Jesus always has the right answer. It's always there for us. He always shows us what to do. So I want to encourage you to allow the Lord to use you now. We've talked about this before, and it's important, because I think. I think we walk past people every day, and we have no idea what's going on in their lives. They may be going through all kinds of things, and we're walking around the answer that they're looking for. But we don't know that. And so we just keep doing what we do. And we think, well, they know I'm a Christian. If they have a question, they'll just ask me. Well, that same intimidation you feel about asking other people things, some of them feel that too. And so they don't want to ask you something. So sometimes we have to come out of our own shell, you know. Sometimes we have to just stop thinking the way we're thinking. And we have to come out of our own little cocoon and allow the Holy Spirit to take us into, as I would, uncharted territory with some of us, you know. Some of us, when it comes to approaching other people, we're a little more timid than others. Some of us are very outgoing, but everyone is not that way. I remember when I wasn't. Amen? I remember when I was not. But you see, when you have the Holy Spirit, you can overcome that. You can overcome that. And so you allow the Lord, through the promptings of the Holy Spirit, to get your attention. And to show you, I really do want you. This isn't just an idea in your head. I really do want you to go over there and approach so-and-so and say such-and-such. And sometimes we're just We think that's an idea in our head. No, it's the Lord talking to us. Amen? So let's not be timid and bashful. There's some people, you know, we talked about this too, that they think their job is their pulpit and that's their place to stand there and preach all day. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when the Holy Spirit puts somebody on your heart, don't just think that that's completely your own idea popping up in your own head. Seek the Lord for a minute. You can go in the restroom and do that. You know, seek the Lord for a couple of minutes. It may be that he wants you to pray for that person. And that very prayer might open up a doorway for you to tell them. You might not have but a minute, but to tell them about the ministry and to tell them how to get connected and to tell them how to listen. Sometimes that's all the information they need. And you say, well, maybe they've never heard about demons. You got to be kidding. The world has heard about demons. Come on. So, open your mouth. Let the Lord use it. You know, it's hard to drive a car that nobody will crank. If you crank the car and put it in gear, it's a lot easier to get it to the destination. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So then, I know we all are waiting for this word tonight. Yes, we are. Praise the Lord. But we want to thank the Lord for some things first. Amen? I know I do. I hope you do. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for answers to prayer. Sometimes the answers are not the answers that we think we ought to have, but they're your answers, and we thank you for them. We thank you, Lord, for adjusting our thoughts and our minds so that we come to understand that this is really what you want us to do. It's what you want us to believe. It's what you want us to trust you for. We're learning, Lord. We're learning to turn from our wicked ways. We're learning to humble ourselves. We're learning to pray. We're learning to seek your face, and we are learning to turn from our wicked ways. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us and teaching us as we continue to grow, to learn, and to turn. We thank you, Father, that by your grace, cause us to see what you've been showing us. You'll cause us to understand what we've been hearing from you. You'll cause us to receive things that we previously thought were unacceptable. You'll cause us to walk in your word together. And we'll be stronger. We'll be united in the purpose of the Lord. Amen? And from our position, Father, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil works. We bind every strong man in Jesus' name. And we lift holy hands to you, Father, without wrath and without doubting. And we praise you. We forgive everyone, Father, whether we are aware of the offense or not, that has worked against us, spoken against us, attempted to do witchcraft against us, whatever they did that was against us, Father. We forgive them. Whether we've met them or not, we forgive them. Whatever their motivation was, whatever their intent was, we place it in your hands for your judgment. We appeal to the righteous judge. But we forgive them and we let them go free, Father. We release them to you in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father, to forgive us of our sins, our iniquities, our disobedience, our unfaithfulness, our doubt, our unbelief, our wavering, our sins. We ask for your forgiveness and your mercy, Father. We ask for grace. You always bless us and come to our aid when we are in times of need. We are in times of need, Father. We need your strength, your courage, your power to turn from temptation to sin. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Father, that you know every need. You know every circumstance. You're not late. You're always on time. Many times we're hindering you because we are not yet in agreement with you. But we ask for forgiveness for that, Father. And we ask by your grace and mercy that you help us to walk in agreement with you, agreeing with you with our whole heart. And we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you're teaching us not to be wise in our own eyes, but instead to fear and reverence you and to depart from evil. We give you praise. We thank you for the armor, Lord, that you've given us. Help us to remember to put our armor on every day, to remember, Lord, how very important it is to be prepared in prayer before we go out into our day, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire on God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland in Jesus' name. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them into the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing devils, womanizing devils, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger and all of their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind targeted radio frequencies in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave weapons and their attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intents, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians in Jesus' name. We bind every form of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, African, European, Caribbean, Latin American, witchcraft, voodoo, black magic, and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind the work of all druids in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks and every attack to the sent to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind all death attacks, all death spirits sent to anyone in this ministry. We bind and we return in Jesus' name according to the covenant. We raise the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. For that God has blessed cannot be cursed in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind impulsivity and racing minds and hyperactivity in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has ever been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents and place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs.
casting them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, all spirits of infirmity, the gods of the people of the land, all supplanting devils, all the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. Rike roshite rabruka site rabrikiti, rada rabaruka tiri brishete rabrikiti. We bind spiders in their webs. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, wear against, wear, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind the King of Pride, all his evil works, all of his subjects in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, and fecal and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind Baselech, Molech, Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Python, Baphomet, and his 72 Neptune, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon. In Jesus' name, we undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every, thank you, Holy Spirit. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness. I command you to be loose from every band of wickedness now in Jesus' name, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem in Jesus' name, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for that grace, and we give you praise for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we disconnect ourselves from every ungodly attachment, every attachment to the demonic realm, be it a evil or ungodly soul tie, attachment, covenant, pledge, vow, league, oath, or consent, even a garland. We circumcise ourselves from it now in Jesus' name. We break the power and pull down the protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, and sorcerers in Jesus' name. We forbid their intrusion into our lives. We break their grip and hold in our lives, even through our family lines in Jesus' name. Even through our family lines in the name of Jesus Christ. We break their grip and hold, even through our family lines in the name of Jesus Christ. And we break the power of all their curses, hexes, vexes, fetishes, charms, spells, love spells, hexes, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, mind control, voodoo, magic, sorcery, sickness, pain, torment, destruction, crystals, root works, hoodoo, psychic warfare, psychic powers, ungodly blessings, and every other form of demonic work, even blood sacrifices and human sacrifices in Jesus' name. We break the power of their tribal rituals and sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything they've stirred up in a cauldron, we forbid it to come near any of us in Jesus' name. Nothing shall by any means harm us in the name of Jesus Christ. We send back their wicked dreams in the name of Jesus Christ. They're nothing but demons in the night. We bind anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, and we command them to stay away in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your giant warrior angels that protect us as we sleep. We thank you for the wall of fire, for the blood of Jesus, the wall of fire from Zechariah 2 and 5, with your glory in the midst. We thank you for the warring, linking angels, the praising angels, and we give you praise, glory, and honor. We release Psalm 91 over everyone in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power in your name. And we give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen and amen. Don't forget, whenever you get into a vehicle, saints, whether it's yours or not, even if you're on a skateboard or a bicycle, that you need to bind the work of the devil because he's, you know he is. He ain't in his right mind. And you know there are people out there that have demons in them. And he'll motivate their demons to do ugly things. So we have to pray continually. We must be vigilant. We must be on our guard. So whenever we get into a vehicle, we plead the blood of Jesus. We bind accidents and tragedies and calamities and collisions. We bind people coming over in the wrong lane, violating traffic laws. We bind distractions on the road. We bind accidents, all of that kind of stuff. And we do so now in the name of Jesus, and we ask the Lord to send forth his angels before us to prepare the way. Amen? Amen. So having said that, let's get to what God wants to talk about tonight. Amen. Amen. A better idea. Yes, a better idea. It's something else I wanted to tell you tonight. Oh, yes, I know. I know. I think, amen. Refresh. Okay, praise the Lord. Brother Bill is telling me to refresh. Okay, I refresh. Don't forget, tonight we're going to pray about the following things, and Brother Marshall is going to lead us in prayer. We're going to pray about what the prognosticators are calling the upcoming hurricane season. We're going to pray about the border crossing and the second right amendments. We're going to pray about Memorial Day. We're going to pray about the rise in gas and fuel prices. We're going to pray about the Middle East, and we're going to pray about states' rights, okay? So don't forget that. Those are the things we're going to pray about tonight. Amen? Amen. And Brother Marshall is going to lead us in that prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service comes from Psalm 68. Psalm 6:8. Amen. Psalm 6:8. And our verse for meditation comes from the same song. Yes, it does. Our verse for meditation comes from the very same song. It comes from Psalm 68, verse 18 through 19. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, and our featured ebook is Testing the Spirit's Bible Study. Now, Saints, if you've been with us for at least 6 months, you need to know how to test the Spirit to see if they be of God. You need to know. So, we have a book. It's on the webpage across the banner, and it's under books and ebooks. Now, if you're on a cell phone, when the page comes up, there's three lines across a black banner. Don't just sit there and look at it. That's your link. Click it, and all the other links open up to you. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, that ought to take care of that. And for those of you who don't know, our guest call-in number, 319-527-6235, and you press 1. I'll give you that again. Area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. Amen. There we have it. So everybody should be ready. Tonight, we're going to talk about a better idea. You know, we have some ideas, but there's a better idea. And so the Lord led me to Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3, beginning with verse 20. And he says, again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. Really? Yes. So tonight, saints, this message is a warning from the Lord to us tonight. It's a warning. You know, when a warning comes, you sound a loud alarm. Well, I don't have a loud alarm. So you're going to have to listen closely. Amen? Because that's what this message is. It's a loud alarm from the Lord. It is important to listen with the intent to obey the Lord. It's important to listen with the intent to obey the Lord. Failure to pay attention, receive the word, and to obey have disastrous results. That's the truth. Disastrous results. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about that. Amen. You know, in our verses for meditation, it says that the rebellious have a hard time. No, that's not what it says. You haven't read it yet. It says that God has been gracious to the rebellious. In fact, I'll read it to you. It says, thou hast ascended, speaking of Jesus, on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yes, for the rebellious also, that the Lord might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefit, even the God of our salvation. Amen. Even the God of our salvation. So if you've been tempted to disobey the Lord and not do what he's indicating that he wants you to do, this word is certainly for you. Amen. We have read in the scriptures from Hebrews chapter 5, beginning with verse 7. Hebrews chapter 5, beginning with verse 7. How it was with Jesus, Jesus Christ, our example. You say, well, how was it? Well, this is how it was. Who in the days of his flesh, his days on the earth walking around in human flesh, just like us, Jesus Christ, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. He was heard because he reverenced the Lord. He reverenced his Father. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. You see, he had to learn obedience as a human too, just like us. That's right. He had to learn obedience. He had to learn to go the right way. He had to learn to make the right choices. But you see, he didn't sin. We sometimes sin, you see. Jesus learned obedience. We have to learn obedience too. Amen? And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. He is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. That's what it says. All them that obey him. Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. All them that obey him. It's important for us to get this. He's the author for those that obey him. So, I can't stress or emphasize enough the importance of obedience and receiving answers to prayers. Cannot emphasize enough the importance of obedience and receiving answers to prayer, even answers to prayers for deliverance, even answers to prayers for healing, even answers to prayers for prosperity. Amen. We must work to remove all defiance, rebellion, and disobedience from our lives. Continual work of faith. Yes, it's an ongoing work. It's not a one-time thing. Some people think, well, I did that long. No, dear. This is a continual ongoing work of faith. Yes, it is. Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 30, John chapter 5, verse 30, I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Amen? That's important, saying where we are. Are we pressing our will, or is this actually the will of the Father? That's important to ask ourselves. We're in the middle of something or at the beginning. Is this my will I'm pressing? Or is this the Father's will? Jesus says, I seek not mine own will. I don't seek my will. That's what he said. I do not seek my own will, what I want. what I think, what I desire, what I choose, because that's what I want. He said, I don't do that. That's what he's saying. I seek not my own will. Whatever my determination is, whatever my thought is, I'm not running behind that. I'm waiting until I know that I know that I know that this is what the Father which is sending me to do. Amen? In John chapter 14, a few pages over, John chapter 14, verse 31. John chapter 14, verse 31. It doesn't mean you mull it over in your mind over and over and over. It just means you pray and you wait patiently. Remember I was telling you that when you wake up first thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up, if you lay there peacefully, quietly, reverencing the Lord, you can often hear him speak, or you'll get that unction and you'll know that you know that you know. Mm-hmm. John chapter 14, verse 31. But that the world may know, Jesus said, that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Jesus is saying to us that this is his display of his love for the Father. His word display, so that you can know that he loves the Father. What his Father told him to do, he does. That's obedience. His obedience is an outward display, inward and outward, of his love for the Father. So if we say we love the Father, and we walk in continual disobedience, somebody's not telling the truth. Amen? Somebody's not telling the truth. Well, are you that way? Are you? Do you fully obey the Lord? Well, let's watch Jesus and see what he does. Let's watch Jesus. In Matthew chapter 26, beginning with verse 36. Matthew chapter 26, beginning with verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. Gethsemane. And saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face, prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. See, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Amen? Jesus didn't put himself first and foremost. He wasn't self-asserting. He wasn't asserting his own will. Said to the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I say to you, church, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Your spirit indeed is willing to obey, but your flesh is still weak. Amen? And it is true with all of us. It's true with all of us. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. That's obedience. Someone who's having a hard time with this challenge, with this command that he was given. We have the same thing in our lives. God says one thing in the word, and we're having a hard time. He's revealed his will in a circumstance, and we're weary. We're tired. We're going, really? You mean you really want me to do this? You know, this is on the line. This is on the line. That's on the line. The other's on the line. You really want me to do this? Yes, Jesus had that time too. But you see, when Jesus came out of this experience, his heart, his spirit, his mind was set to do the will of God. And for us too. In James chapter 4, beginning with verse 7, James chapter 4, beginning with verse 7, Jesus says, Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit myself. Yes, remember, we talked about coming under the hand of God, under the mighty hand of God. Amen. We talked about that before. Well, he wants us to submit. What does that mean? It means to bring ourselves under the authority of another. And when we come under that authority, we are to do what that authority indicates to us ought to be done. That's what we ought to do. We have to do that with the law. We have to do that with law enforcement. We have to do that with our parents. We have to do that with our spouses. We have to do that with employers. We have to do that a lot of places. But here, the Lord is saying, submit yourselves to God, the ultimate authority. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Because the devil is going to show up to hinder you from coming into full submission to God. He tells us to draw close to God, and God will draw close to you. He says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. You say, well, I'm not a sinner. I've already come to God. Well, if you're vacillating, what does that mean? And purify your heart, ye double-minded. We've talked about that before, how the heart and how the mind is connected. So he says, come before him, get your hands out of whatever that is you're doing, you're about to do, trying to do, doing that you have no business doing. Come to him and get your heart clean. It'll straighten out your mind. Get your heart right. If you can get your heart right, then your mind won't be acting so nutty on you. You won't be going to the left and then to the right and then to the left and then to the right. Come on. We all have those times when we're caught up in too many different things at one time. And before we know it, we're doubting on this side. And, okay, Lord, but no, Lord, but I don't see that, Lord. And we're just going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But if we allow, the Lord will help us to come out of that. He will help us to do the right thing. Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust have confidence in the Lord with all thine heart. There it is. All, not part of the heart, all of the heart. That's usually where we mess up. We don't give God complete trust. We give him partial trust. And we are wrong. We give him some trust, but not with all of our hearts. Remember we talked about how we have to love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength? Well, that's what we have to do. There's no getting around it. There's no substitute for it. We have to trust the Lord with all of our heart. And sometimes when we think we have trusted the Lord with all our heart, we need to go back and ask the Holy Spirit if we've actually done it. Amen, we do. Because he says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. The way you see it may not be the way it really is. The way you think of it may not be the way God thinks about it. You know, two can't walk together lest they be agreed, remember? So our minds have to come in line with how God sees the situation. Our thinking is usually far off, even though we have access to the mind of Christ. Amen? We need to press into the Lord. We need to seek the Lord so that he can help us, because he knows that we have weaknesses. Strong-willed people have serious problems here. They do. And all of us are strong-willed at some point. We think like, and then you'll go to God and go to quoting him scriptures, trying to tell him that you're right and he's wrong. Well, that's not going to work. He is the word of God. Amen? And what he's saying to you is what you really need to do. Even if it's bothering you, I don't understand. I just don't understand. Well, try trusting him first. Amen? Trust him first, and don't lean to what you think. Take what you think and put it on the shelf for a moment and come back to the Lord and say, okay, I've put my thoughts over there on the shelf. I've come so you can help me to come into agreement with you. Amen? In all thy ways, it didn't say a few. It says all thy ways. Acknowledge him. That does not mean tip your hat to him. That means come before him and lay the situation out and don't hold anything back. That doesn't mean tip your hat as you go your way. And he shall direct thy path. Mm-hmm. Well, in James chapter 4, verse 15, James chapter 4, verse 15. James chapter 4, verse 15. Amen. I'm going to start, though, at verse 13. Beginning at verse 13, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Where is ye know not what shall be on the morrow? For what is your life? It is even a vapor. It's like a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Verse 15. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings and your arrogance. Arrogance, that's what God says. Well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to do this, and this, and this, and this, and then I'm going to do that. And the Lord says you're being arrogant because you don't know really what's going to happen from one moment to the next. Your life is but a vapor. What do you really know? Amen? He says all such arrogance is evil. So I guess we need to do some changing. You suppose things? I suppose so. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 3, he says, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 3, and this will we do if God permit. And this will we do if God permit. You know, saints, sometimes we are too indoctrinated from our culture. We have a new culture in Jesus Christ. It's not the same culture that's in the world. But many of us grew up in the culture of the world and not in the culture of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're all transforming. We're all changing. We're all being renewed. We're all coming out of that worldly culture and leaving that worldly culture aside and coming into Jesus Christ, this culture, his kingdom, his world. Amen? So is this how you live? Or do you make your own plans and ask God to bless them as an afterthought? Do you do that? Do you make your own plans and decide, well, I'm going to do this? And then, okay, Lord, bless whatever this is you decided. That's the way he would like to have it done. He wants to be acknowledged first. He wants to be consulted first, not as an afterthought. In Psalm 143, verse 10. This is a good prayer for all of us. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land. Well, you see, saints, in order for God to lead us into the land of uprightness, we've got to want to go there. You see, some of us want to cling on to how we've always done it and how we think it ought to be done. But the Lord wants to lead us into the land of uprightness. Well, he can't lead people that don't want to follow him. You know, not too long ago, he gave the sermon. We talked about following the Lord. If you don't desire to go to the land of uprightness with the Lord, then what's going on? Going on. You look at the promises and you wonder, well, why doesn't this happen in my life? Well, maybe we need to pray Psalm 143, verse 10. Maybe that's what needs to happen. Amen. Psalm 27, verse 11. Psalm 27, verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. You know, saints, there are times when we're our own worst enemy. It's not somebody else, it's us. Sometimes we become our own worst enemy because we're human. It happens. So we ask the Lord to teach us his way, and we must be willing to be taught. We ask the Lord to lead us in a plain path, simple, plain, understandable. Why? Because of our enemies. And sometimes the enemy is us. But the Lord is merciful and gracious, and he will help us. He will help us. He knows we don't have it together. Trust me, he does. He went to the cross. He knows we don't have it together. But he will help us. He's not just going to throw us out there and say, okay, you go figure. No, he's going to help us. The Holy Spirit is our helper. You know, I did a series years ago on the Holy Spirit. And it's time for many of us to review those messages. We need to recast because there are things that we heard that we've forgotten. Amen? It is so. Yes, it is. It is so. You see, saints, for this, we should pray and seek the Lord. Father sees all our disobedience. But do we acknowledge it before him and search our own souls for the why of our sin? Do we sit back and ask ourselves, self, why are you contemplating doing this? Why? Do we search our souls for why we're headed into rebellion? Why we're headed into the defiance of the true and living God? Why? The real reasons? Are we concerned enough to desire to know the real reason for our disobedience? Are we? You see, some of us have attended a lot of meetings and gatherings and conferences, but have we had a personal conference with the Holy Spirit? Do we want to know what is underneath it all? Do we want lasting solutions, or do we merely want a quick fix? Only you can answer. Amen. In Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, right there where it says, whosoever, put your name, because everybody's a whosoever, and you're hearing the sayings of the Lord. Jesus said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, not just hearing, doing, hearing and doing, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Mm-hmm. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. This looks like a hurricane to me. It looks like a hurricane to me. The rain came, the floods came, the winds blew, and it beat on the house. That looks like a hurricane to me. And it fell not, because it was founded upon a rock. So Jesus said, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. I've seen some of those houses. Amen? I've seen some of those houses. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell and went washed right out into the ocean. And great was the fall of it. So now, which house are you going to be? Mm-hmm. Which house are you going to be? It's a travesty to have your house fall apart
and then wash away in the tide. But it has happened. You see, disobedience is a failure, whether by refusal or by neglect to conform to a command of a duly empowered superior. It's by refusal or neglect. Our superior is our God. The scriptures declare in both the Old and the New Testament that those who are disobedient shall be punished. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So you want to know where the curses come from? It comes from somebody disobeying. That's where they come from. Somebody not hearkening to the voice of the Lord. Somebody not paying attention to do his commandments and his statutes. Somebody rebelling. Somebody defying. Somebody walking in disobedience. All of this getting curses removed. It's because somebody wouldn't obey the Lord. Somebody wouldn't submit to him. And think, if you don't, it passes on for generations. It passes on for generations. You look at your children and you wonder, well, I wonder where they got that from. Well, you might have to look in the mirror. It might be from you. It just might be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Nobody. Fooled by those who try to excuse their sins. Don't let them try to fool you. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. I know there are people that sin and try to say, oh, well, blah, 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 God will just forgive me for that one. But because of that, they incur something from the Lord that I'm sure they would rather not have. Amen. The Bible goes on to say that we are not to be partakers with them. We're not to partake. We are not to participate in their sin. Just because they're doing wrong does not give us an excuse to run off and try to do it too. Too often, we agree to do things before we find out what we're actually getting into. And then when we find out what they're into, sometimes we don't have the wherewithal or the desire or whatever to get up out of that and just walk away. Sometimes we just don't walk away. We just hang around a little too long. Maybe we want their company. Maybe we want their friendship. Whatever the reason may be, it's time to leave the party and we just don't. And we're wrong for it. We're wrong for hanging around after we know that they're not right. I know. I used to do that. And the Lord called me out in church many years ago one night. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I obeyed him. Right then, right there, on the spot. I didn't wait till the end of the sermon. I didn't wait till I got home and prayed and fasted about it for a month and fasted about the whole thing. No, I just did what he said. He was serious, and I was serious with him too. And I encourage everybody else to do it the same way. In Titus chapter 1, beginning with verse 15, Titus chapter 1, beginning with verse 15, it says, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. We can't hang out with that crowd, saints. I know you went to high school with them. I know you went to school with them. They were in the neighborhood where you grew up. You knew them from a previous job. They was one of your relatives' friends. But it's time to change party. Then there are saints who actually believe that the scripture does not have to be obeyed as it is written. What they actually think is that their good works will bypass the requirement of commanded obedience. Have you ever seen somebody that was living with somebody, shacking up is what they used to call it long time ago? They're living, it used to be called living in sin, because really that's what it is. The people aren't married to each other, but they're playing house. You know how that goes. And so what they do is they go around to charitable places, places where they help the poor and the sick, and they volunteer. And they think that by their volunteering, it excuses what they're really doing. They think because they stand on the soup line and they dish up the soup or the meal or whatever it is to give to the poor, that they've done such a momentous thing, such a charitable work, that it excuses the rest of what they're doing wrong. Well, saints, that doesn't work with God. It just doesn't. It will not fly with the Almighty. It won't work. It just won't. It will not work. And if you're one of those persons, I want to encourage you to rethink that right now, because God does not play games. When he says that you shall not do this sin, that means you shall not do this sin. And it doesn't matter if you're, you know, God tells you, I want you to do thus and so. And you figure because you're taking care of some relative that's sick, oh, I'm taking care of so-and-so and I'm doing this and that, God will just overlook what I'm doing wrong after dark. Well, no, God isn't going to ignore anything. God sees it all. But you're not going to get away with your sin. Amen? It's best to come clean with the Lord and stop the sin. It just is. It's best to come clean with the Lord and not to do that. Let's go visit. Well, all right, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that one in a minute. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. The Bible says Jesus was talking, and this is what he had to say. He said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" He's very serious here. Why do you call me Lord and you're not going to do what the things I say? If you're going to call him Lord, you have to realize he's the sovereign Lord. And he's the master of your life. Servants do the bidding of their master, not what they want to do. So why are you going to call him Lord and then don't obey him? That's not an oxymoron. That's far worse. That's outright rebellion and defiance. So if you're going to call him Lord, do him the honor as he's Lord. Honor him with obedience. Don't do this, "Oh, you're Lord of all," and then you're not going to do what he said to do. That's not right. It's not holy, and it won't work. Amen? It will not work. It just won't. I don't care how hard you try. I used to have this technician. And she did go to church. She went to church all the time. But she was living with her boyfriend. And so I wasn't able to really minister to her because she stayed in rebellion and disobedience. And so it came around that she started planning their wedding. And she did. She planned the whole wedding out. And then the wedding fell through. She had the dress. She was about to pay the caterer, and so on and so forth. And you said, "Well, what happened? Why did it fall through?" Well, as it came to the surface, you know, the truth eventually does come to the surface. It came to the surface that her boyfriend was still married to his first wife. He had never divorced his first wife. Now, she was devastated, true enough. She was just totally devastated. But, you know, she put herself in a vulnerable place by living with him. See, you can't halfway it with God. You're either going to sell out and go all the way with him or you're not. There's no in between. You can't have one foot in the devil's kingdom and the other foot in God's kingdom. It just doesn't work. It won't work. It can't work. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram." So you see, all of that she did at the church and all of this charity work that she did and helping out this one and helping out that one, she was living a double life. You can't live a double life in God's kingdom. It won't work. You see, we can't please the Lord with half-hearted obedience. 5, beginning with verse 1, 2 Chronicles chapter 25, beginning with verse 1, we find the following. Amen. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. Verse 2. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Can't be half-hearted in our obedience. Remember Ananias and Sapphira and what they did? Remember what they did? Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. He died right there, then and there, in church. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men rose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after. Okay, so 3 hours later, here comes his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of God? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. She died right then and there. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. You see, you can't give God half-hearted obedience. It's all or nothing. It's an all or nothing situation. It's important. It's pressing. It's from God. You can't treat God any kind of way. You can't serve him any kind of way. Amen? It's just not possible. He's God Almighty. Some disobey the Lord because they are deceived. So in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. He set us free, stay free. And don't be entangled again in a yoke of bondage. Stay free. I got you out, now stay out. 7. He was talking to the Galatians who kept going back into trouble. God got them out, so you got delivered. Stay delivered. You get healed, stay healed. Verse 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? What happened? What happened? You was doing really good for a while. What stopped you? What got in your way? What tempted you not to obey God? You were learning the scripture, looking up this, listening and recasting the sermon. You were putting your prayer requests into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room with the scriptures, and then the next thing we know, we hardly see you or hear from you. What's happening? You're not putting your prayer requests up there now. You're sitting back on your hands, whining to Jesus.
What's going on? At one point, you were on fire. You were hot. You were doing warfare. You were tearing it up.
But now you've cooled down again. And instead of using your opportunity to do effective spiritual warfare, you spend your time whining and crying and feeling sorry for yourself about what has happened and what this one did and that one did and the other one did, and so on it goes. What happened? God wants to know. Some disobey due to a lack of faith in the word. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 14, we see an example where Lot went out to talk to his sons-in-law. He says, and Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get ye out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. That was serious. That was very serious. They didn't have faith in his word. And some of you have spoken to people words of knowledge, words of wisdom that the Lord has given you to tell somebody, and they shrugged it off as if you hadn't said a thing. They acted like God wasn't really talking to them through you, and he was. And sometimes it's been the other way. Someone has said something to you or given you some information, and God was trying to get your attention, but you, who do they think they are? Well, you see, it cost Lot's sons-in-law their lives. They lost their lives in that. When the judgment came, they lost their lives. It's dangerous to mock when God's trying to talk to you. It's dangerous to cast it aside like it doesn't matter. It's dangerous to ignore Jesus Christ, no matter who he uses. It's a form of rebellion. It's a form of disobedience. And it brings serious consequences. Serious consequences. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is beginning with verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. It's important, saints, to develop a love for the truth. It's important. It's not an idle idea. Your life can be saved. Your soul can be saved by developing with the Lord a love of the truth, whether you like what the truth happens to be or not. It's important. It's very important. We bind Beelzebub in Jesus' name. It's very, very, very important. How important? Well, you see what happens to Lot's son? If you have a love for the truth, even when the truth is uncomfortable and what is being said isn't what you really want to hear or know, you still receive it, and you'll be all the better for it. Amen? Otherwise, you're going to receive a lie, and that lie is going to attract some more lies and some more lies and some more lies. Lies attract other lies until you are deceived and deluded, and you can't tell truth from error anymore. You see? It is Satan's desire to deceive everybody that he can deceive, because he goes about seeking whom he can devour. People that are on their way to hell, he's going to deceive. You see, God will have given them an opportunity to receive the truth. God will have come time and time and time and time again to try their heart, to try to convince them, to try to woo them, to try to bring them. And they keep doing the same old thing. They keep pushing him away. They keep refusing to believe. They keep refusing to receive. Until they get to the point that the Lord says, okay. It's because they have refused or neglected or have decided and refused to receive the love of the truth so that they can be saved. When the delusion comes, they're going to go for it. And they're going to believe a lie. And as it says in this scripture, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You can lose your salvation not believing the truth. It's just that serious. And this is the hour for that. There are many people that are going out into perdition because they refuse to receive the truth. Their soul, people are leaving this planet left and right, in case you hadn't noticed. They are. They are leaving this planet left and right as fast as they can bury them. And they're going into perdition because they outright, point blank, refuse to believe the truth. No matter who told them, no matter how many times it was presented to them, they just decided that they were right when they were wrong. It's a dangerous thing. It doesn't matter if you're the bishop of the whatever church written in heaven, enameled under glass, whatever. It doesn't matter what your position was in the body of Christ. You have to believe the truth. You have to want the truth. You have to seek the truth. The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth and sell it not. Do what it takes to make sure you have the truth. And don't let go. Don't give it away. Why? Because people are going into hell every day because they would not receive truth. There are people in the Masonic lodges that some little Christian has tried to minister to, has tried to say, well, you know, this isn't the right way. There are Jehovah's Witnesses that some little Christian has been praying, lived down the street from, and been praying for them all these years. and has tried to tell them, well, you know, Jesus Christ is the only way and blah, blah, blah. And they just are not going to listen. They're not going to listen. They're not going to listen. And so what's going to happen? They're going to fall right into the pit. It's important that you learn to obey God. It's important that we all come out of disobedience. It's important that we develop a love for the truth. Every time we come up on this broadcast, we pray for the Lord to lead us into truth. His word is truth. And we go on and on because we have to have it to survive, to have it to survive. And then there are others who disobey, they rebel, they defy, because they're constantly distracted by other things that come into play or other things that have a lower priority. There's an example of this in 1 Kings chapter 20. 1 Kings chapter 20. There's an example of this. Beginning in verse 39, let me give you a little background. There was one of the sons of the prophets, one of the prophets. The Lord sent him by the king to tell him something. The king was passing by, and so we'll pick up in verse 39. As the king passed by, this prophet cried unto the king. And he said, thy servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, keep this man. In other words, hold on to this man. Guard this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else shalt thou pay a talent of silver. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. Let's go back. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. He was told to guard that man. Why? Because if the man went missing, he'd have to give his life for it, or else he'd have to pay a talent of silver. This was high stakes. But here, that same servant got busy here and there, and before you know it, the man that he was supposed to guard was gone. And so the king of Israel said unto him, so shall thy judgment be. Thyself has decided. You see, we're like that sometimes. God gives us an assignment, something to do. It may not be something that we think is all that significant, but God thinks it is. And the stakes are actually high. Whether we know it or not, it's that little thing that's seemingly unimportant to us is actually important. It's actually a critical thing. We don't think it's such a big deal, but God does, because he knows what happens as a result of the obedience or the disobedience. And so we get busy, you know, living our lives, doing this, doing that, you know, and by, it slipped from us. God is saying it's time for that to stop. It's time for that to come to an end. This cannot continue in our lives. We've got to get rid of it. We've been coming to God, humbling ourselves, praying, seeking his face, and turning from our wicked ways. This is one of the wicked ways we must turn from. We have to pay attention to what God says is important. We must pay attention to what God says is important. In fact, everything God says is important. Remember in Proverbs 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he directs our path. Well, he's warning us against dependence on our own little point of view. And the way that we get off course is by not doing what Proverbs says to do. We have to give the more earnest heed, lest at any time what we've heard, we allow it to slip. You see? This is one of the areas that Saul failed in, and he failed terribly. Cost Saul his kingship over God's people. So in 1 Samuel chapter 15, beginning with verse 2, we'll go through here and we'll see what really did happen and how we get off, how we wander into the land of rebellion and defiance and disobedience. How does that come about? How does it happen? Well, beginning with verse 2, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt, talking to Saul. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. In other words, don't leave anything standing. Slay the infants and the nursing babies too. Slay them all. Utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not. Those were the instructions. Okay? And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them, 200,000 footmen, 10,000 men of Judah. All right? He had an army. Saul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And he gave instructions where this one was to go and where that one was to go. In verse 8, and he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and of the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Now, that wasn't the instructions he got. He was told to get rid of everything. But no, this part's good. We don't have to throw this away. You know, it's the same attitude some people have when God says, get your house cleaned out. All of that old idolatrous stuff from your past life, get rid of everything. Get rid of this, get rid of that, get rid of this, get rid of that. But Lord, this is worth money. If I sell this album, I'll get blah, 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 blah. And that's not what God said. God said destroy it. But Lord, if I did, God said destroy it, and he meant it. He meant it, just like he meant it with Saul. And then the word of the Lord came unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set Saul up to be king, for he has turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a place and has gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meanest then this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites. For the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said to Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, it is better to obey than sacrifice, to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. You see, saints, it's a high price to pay for being rebellious and disobedient to the Lord. It's a very high price. It's truly a high price. And I don't think that any of us want to have to pay that kind of a price. I don't. I don't think any of us want to have to pay that kind of a price. So I encourage everyone to obey God. It's important. Obey God no matter what. You see, saints, obedience to the Lord is the best idea of all. It's truly a better idea. Amen? Amen. I pray that we all got what the Lord is telling us to do. Amen. I pray that we all heard from him clearly tonight, and we have it in our hearts and in our minds that no matter how sneaky the devil is or how subtle the temptation is, that we must obey the Lord. What we feel, not what we think, but what thus saith the Lord. Amen? It's not a light thing with the Lord. It's a serious matter with the Lord. And it should be a serious matter with us. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. I know the Lord would have us to obey him no matter what. Isn't that right, Brother Bill?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. You're absolutely right with all of that. It all boils down to, are you going to throw out that Frank Sinatra record and I'm going to have it my way, or are you going to do it Jesus' way? Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You taught me that a long time ago, just to do it your way, and it's so much easier, isn't it, Pastor Sabrina, when you do it his way?
Yes, it is.
So easy.
It's a lot less heartbreak. You might not understand as you go along the path. It may not all make sense. But in the end, you'll be so glad that you did.
That key right there. just doing it his way. He makes the path easy. We have some awesome praise reports, saints. Dana has a praise report I really like. It's when a colleague failed to follow through on a major work assignment, which fell onto me because of the pecking order. And this would have caused me some really big problems, but praise God he stepped in and worked out the situation for me so I didn't have to wind up doing her work too. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Saints, pray that prayer about your job and watch how much easier things work out for you there. That's awesome whenever you do it his way. He's always there to help us. Praise you, Lord. Deborah has a praise report. The office visit went well. The Holy Spirit led me to be kind and firm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amori has a praise report. I was able to apologize and ask forgiveness from my dad for my bad behavior. Thank you, Lord. It's humbling when you ask for forgiveness. We praise you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stay straight in your eyes. And Laura Ann says, praise the Lord. My son Jeremy said tonight, I really like the church. He'll listen to it more often. Praise you, Jesus. You're working on all of our family members. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Gina has a praise report. I give praise to the Lord, for he revealed to me that I didn't trust him. In my childhood, I couldn't trust the adults around me, so why should I trust him? And he showed me that. Thank you, Jesus. You're showing me and you're helping me to overcome all the lies of the enemy. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. This junk comes off in layers, and he just showed you another layer. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. RT, we had a departmental computer outage this morning at work countrywide. And you know what? I posted a prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, and as soon as I did, everything started working. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Lena has a praise report. Pastor Sabrina, Brother Bill, Brother Marshall, thank you for the great teaching from the Holy Ghost and teaching us to pray without ceasing. The Lord gave me more perspective and deep understanding and how sobering it is to do it his way. It has been awesome, Lord. Praise you, Lord, as you reveal stuff to us. Dana has a praise report. I was able to find a wonderful and safe storage facility for my things that God gave me. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus, how you're working everything out for Dana. And the Lord has been challenging me about fear through Pastor Sabrina. So today I was driving on a road and I experienced spiritual harassment for several years, and it's been incredibly enjoyable to drive now. So Lord, thank you, Lord, that Dana's overcoming all that fear. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Rahel has a praise report. After I posted the prayer, the feeling of loneliness left me. Thank you, Jesus. Furthermore, I felt more self-control when it comes to food. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. Dita has a praise report. Got an unexpected $100 sent to me by my sister, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for these wonderful praise reports. We have more of them, Lord. My computer just jumped. Here it is. Here's a testimony from JD. I had requested prayer for my mother. She slipped and fell, and they were saying she was going to have surgery. Well, now she don't have to. Praise you, Lord Jesus, and thank you, saints, for praying for her. And these are some awesome praise reports and testimonies. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. We praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. You're worthy of all of our praise. We just thank you. Every time we pray, you hear it. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, praise you, and praise you, Lord, for this worldwide ministry. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Now back to you, Pastor Sabrina.
Thank you, Brother Bill, and thank you, Lord, for all of those beautiful testimonies. I thank you, Lord, that the saints are overcoming. They are overcoming. You know, the Lord is good to us, saints. He's good to us. When we're in a rut, he'll tell us what we need to know to help us to get out. And if we'll just make the effort, he'll help us, and he'll help us take the first step, the second step, the third step, however many steps we need to take. Amen? If we hit a wall, we need to ask the Holy Spirit, all right, I just walked into a wall. What's wrong? What do I need to do? He'll help us. He'll help us every time if we'll depend on it. Amen? As I was saying, there's a series of sermons that I preached on the Holy Spirit. And if you will take the time to recast them and to listen to them and to take notes and to do what God says, it will help you. It will help you in your walk with the Lord. And it will help you stay out of trouble, because it's important. When you're getting deliverance, and deliverance takes a while, that is, if you really want to be completely free. You know, there's some people, they just want a little dab. You remember that? There used to be an old, I think that was when I was a little girl, commercial about a certain hair product, and it said a little dab will do you. That's the way some people want Christianity. They only want just a little dab. They don't want too much of it. They really want to be worldly. And we have a tendency to call them carnal Christians. They really just want just enough to get by, so they think. They don't want to really fully sell out to the Lord. Well, there's a response from heaven about that, too. And when they find out what the response is, they might not like it so well. You know, don't be like that. Go for it with the Lord. Give it all you've got. You haven't got but one chance down here on the earth to serve the Lord. You don't have 25 opportunities. You got one chance. It's called your life. Give him your life. Turn it over. Surrender it to him. Amen? At the beginning, you're not quite sure how it's going to turn out in the end. But I'm here to tell you, there isn't anybody who died living for Jesus, serving him, honoring him, obeying him, trusting him, that was when it was time to die, they regretted being a Christian. There isn't one. No, you don't get all of your reward down here. You get some of it in heaven, and boy, is it good. Yes, you have to suffer. Yes, there's persecution. Yes, you have to overcome down here, but it's worth it. It's worth it all. So don't let the devil sucker you into temptation to sin. You've got power and authority over him. Use it. That's just it. He doesn't want you to use it. Overcome. Amen. You can overcome. You don't have to be a sucker for the devil. You can overcome. And you can humble yourself and obey the Lord and be blessed. Amen. We're going to go to our guest call-in. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. That's 319-527-6235. And we're going, as soon as I get my fingers together, we're going to area code 336. In Jesus' name, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello? Yes.
Hello.
This is, hi, I'm calling in for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of deliverance, but there's two strongholds. I can't break them loose. It's the spirit of the dog, and it's the spirit of, I can't remember what the other one is now.
Well, how do you know you have the spirit of a dog?
It's sort of a long story, but I've been feeling it like it's manifesting. And it come to me that it's a dog, the spirit of the dog, and the other one is a lunatic spirit. The reason I feel like I have those is because they've been manifesting. I went on a trip with my friend the past couple of days, and she actually videoed me in my sleep. She wanted me to hear what was going on. And she said it was just like an exorcist happening, that she could hear this evil growl or something. But then she could also hear me praying in tongues against it. And she said it was just like a fight going on. And it frightened her because she don't understand spiritual things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's pray in the spirit a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Tell me about your mother's side of the family.
I really don't know much about them because most of them passed away when I was little. And we were a dysfunctional family.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you know about them?
Really, I don't know a lot.
Okay, but the little you do know, what is that?
Well, they weren't real Christians. They weren't a spiritual group of people. I don't know if they were ever saved, her side of the family. My mother had a tragic death that happened to my oldest sister, and she died because of a spark flew out and caught her dress on fire. And before they could, get the fire put out, she suffered so many degrees of burns all over her body that she lived 16 days. And they told her if she lived to the 17th day, she would be okay. But she told my mom that Jesus came to see her and that she was going home that day, and she died that day. So my mother went through a lot of tragedy. And then I was born that year after my sister died. My mother got pregnant with me right after my sister died. And I'm sure she had a lot of grief and trauma as she carried me for 9 months.
Mm-hmm. So your family has a history of tragic death.
Yes. And I have, you was talking about my mother's side, suicidal. I had two cousins on that side to kill themselves. And I've had the problem with a suicidal spirit two times in my life, that I fought it off.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why did you say you have the spirit of a lunatic?
Because it seems like some of the things I've been through, I know what I experience is real, but when I explain it to somebody else, they just shake their head because they think it's not real. I don't know. I've been having a lot
explain
of problems. Like what? Okay, like paranoia, really bad paranoia. It was so bad that I couldn't leave the house, that I was completely isolating myself. And, like feeling like somebody's following me, after me, something to that effect. And, they'll just tell me, oh, that's all in your mind. My kids will tell me the same thing. do you actually think that, Mama? I said, well, if I didn't think it, I wouldn't say it. But I do feel that.
Okay. All right. Let's go before the Lord, all right?
Okay.
And I'm going to pray for you. Saints, pray in your prayer languages. Pray in your prayer languages. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places, we bring our sister before you, Lord. And you want to set her free, Lord. Know that you do. And we're in agreement with you. And so, Father, we're going to begin in mercy, with your love and mercy. And we remit her sins and the sins of her ancestors down her father's side, down her mother's side, and any spirits that were transferred to her, any spirits that entered her during conception or during birth or during childhood. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We ask you, Father, to help us tonight as we pray for our sister. We ask you, Lord, to lead us in the path that you would have us to go in tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we forgive as the body of Christ. You said whoever sins we remit, they are remitted, and whoever sins we retain, they are retained. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we forgive our sister and her ancestors for ignorance of your word and ignorance of your will. We forgive them for all of their unbelief. We forgive them for all of their unconfessed sins. We forgive them for all of the unforgiveness they may have had toward others. We forgive them for all of their occult involvement, all of their involvement in witchcraft or any of those things that are a part of the world, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father, to remove the curse from our sister's life. Isha regista da brikede. Suda da brikede di Dio, suda da brikede di Aka rukusata. Yarga da brikede di Dio, suda da brikede di Dio, sita sta da brikede. Sunda da brikede di Dio, suda da brikede di Dio, sita da bri. Sinde di Dio, sunda da braka, sita da bruka da regista da brisha la di Dio. Reki busha da brosa di Dio, sita di chuto da briki asa da bri. Sister, I need you to repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins.
I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins.
All of my iniquities.
All of my iniquities.
All of my generational sins.
All of my generational sins.
All of my trespasses.
All of my trespasses.
And every place where I or my family member has disobeyed a scripture.
And any places of I or my family members have sinned against you.
Has disobeyed the scriptures.
Has disobeyed the scriptures.
In fact, I ask for your forgiveness.
In fact, I ask your forgiveness.
For every instant.
For every instant.
Where we've disobeyed the scriptures.
Where we disobeyed the scriptures.
Rila la dio sur gise de la brica de dio sur raka.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in obedience to your will, I loose my sis family life in Jesus' name. She has repented of every instance where she or her family any of her ancestors, all the way back to Adam and Eve, have come against the scriptures and disobeyed the scriptures in any way. So, Father, I ask that you loose her, because in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it is written, Christ hath redeemed her from the curse of the law, being made a curse for her. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might have the promise of the Spirit through faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break from your life every curse that has been in your life. Curse from conception unto this moment in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that you take it out of the way, every curse, because Jesus became a curse for her. Now, sister, I need you to say this. When Jesus Christ hung on the tree.
When Jesus Christ hung on the tree.
He became a curse for me.
He became a curse for me.
That the blessings might come on my life.
That the blessings might come on my life.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over the spirits of insanity and lunatic and spirits that are contrary to the sound mind that you give to believers. We take authority, dominion, and power over those spirits tormented our sister, and we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the generational curses in her family that bring tragic death in Jesus' name. We break their grip and hold on her and on her posterity in Jesus' name. We break the spirit of fear in her life in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, sister, and begin to cough. We break the power of the spirit of fear in her life. Paranoia, depression, oppression, suicidal thoughts, mania, in Jesus' name, schizophrenia, you're bound in the name of Jesus. What the world calls mental illness, we take authority, dominion, and power over those demons in Jesus' name. We command you to come up and out of here right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no power and authority over her. Jesus Christ became a curse for her. So all the demons that came to reinforce the curse, you must go now. You must go now in Jesus' name. Spirits that are haunting her, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits that are tormenting her, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of the dog, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every abomination that has happened in her family life, we bind you in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over spirits of resentment, bitterness, and unforgiveness towards others. Spirits that have held others captive in the name of Jesus Christ. Commanding spirits to be bound, go into the cage in Jesus' name. We bind all the sins of the forefathers, all of those demons that came down our family line, every infirm spirit, every spirit of rebellion, every antichrist spirit, every spirit that offended Jesus Christ, we bind you in Jesus' name. We command you to come up and out of here. We bind spirits of insanity. We break that curse in Jesus' name. We break the curses of mind control in every problem in the mind, every bondage. Split personality, we bind you in Jesus' name. Retardation, slow learner, senility, forgetfulness, we break your grip and hold in her life in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritual and sexual sin, we bind you. All worship of Satan, we bind you. Come out of her family line. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that worships Satan, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, in Jesus' name. We break the power of every ancestral curse. We break the power of ungodly advice and counsel. We break the power That results from acts of obeying ungodly counsel. We break the curse of evil influence in our life. We break the curse of psychiatry. Evil power, possession. In Jesus' name. We break the curse of oppression. We break the curse of being controlled by a person. In Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. In the name of Jesus. We sever from her every ungodly soul tie and every connection to the demonic realm. In Jesus' name. We set her free and circumcise from her all ungodly relationships in Jesus' name. We break the grip and hold of every strong man and every protective devil in Jesus' name. Every protective devil, you are bound. We bind all of your underlings to you. We bind every strong man in her life and in her family's life. In Jesus' name, the size of the family, and if she has ever been married or engaged to or dating a person, all of their families too. Anyone she has been closely engaged with her entire life, we break the power of all the strong men in all of those families over her life in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and come. Come out of her. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind every spirit of corruption in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of corruption, come out of her and enter her no more in Jesus' name. Every corrupting influence, you are bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels around her to fight against these demons that have fought against her for some time, even in her sleep. The power of God on all of these spirits and all of those roots. Every root that my heavenly Father did not plant, we uproot it now in Jesus' name. Every root. We bind all abominable iniquities coming down the family line in Jesus' name. Every form of corruption that has touched her life from conception until this moment, we break your grip and hold in her life. You cannot have her any longer. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord, for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, we do,
that's
Lord.
Let's take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in. Father, we ask that you take her deliverance to completion in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in with the holy fire and burn the rest of those devils out in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Release your prayer language, dear.
Itala basala levia moshe kehita vreya makata andrea moshe kahata taya shakahai 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 shikamana dia sadidio sididia kanda 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 shandaria sandidia sandidia sva koto yese kata undara robo shakata andaya ya 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 kanda dididi o Lord. Itala basala boku shakataya. Father, we give you that highest praise. We give you the highest praise, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for that overcoming power. We thank you, Lord, that can't nobody do us like you can, Lord. You can loosen us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, and we give you the praise. We count it all joy that, Lord, whatever we've been through, it's going to be worth it all at the end when we see the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you for calling. God bless you. We love you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. I love you too.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Area code 210, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Dr. Sabrina. It's Laura Ann.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm hanging in there with Jesus.
Can we do for you tonight? Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you know my family's going through a lot right now, and I'd like to get some prayer about that for myself and for them. Also, my daughter, I'm just like, wow, it's unbelievable. There's a lot of witchcraft going on, and I believe it's been attacking us both. I didn't realize this till now, but I can see that. And Jeremy, with all of us, we have a lot of generational rebellion and addiction and suicide and everything. You just might as well throw in the whole thing. And you know, his deal right now, he's doing okay in the hospital. He had a binge, and then he was detoxing at home, and he was doing so great. He accepted the Lord in his heart, and he listened to church with me, and he was receiving from the Holy Spirit. He's a little leery of the tongues, but what he was saying, I could hear that he was hearing the Holy Spirit. But today at the hospital, they're giving him something for the possible seizures or something, and he even said that he told the nurse that he may not want to take that, and he had a different attitude. I felt Leviathan through that, and then my husband, he knows Jesus, but he just won't give up that last sin that he's got, or a couple sins that he's got that's really not good and not good for Jeremy. He's not drinking, but it's something else. And anyway, I've been through trauma all my life, and I'm ready to, you know, let's get these, you know, we have to, like what the sermon was about. So I don't know, anything you want to ask me?
Okay. First of all, you have to realize that growing in the Lord is a process. We didn't get into
right.
these things overnight, and we don't get out of them in a second. It takes time. And each person is different. Your husband may well have family strongholds that keep him in that problem.
Definitely,
and
he will have to
fast and pray in order to overcome. And he'll probably have
right.
to come up for deliverance. Okay?
Right.
But he
exactly.
will have to do
yes,
some
ma'am.
Fasting. All right? Now,
yes,
your father was in a compromised situation in the hospital. He was in a compromised situation, and they wanted to give him something that he didn't feel comfortable receiving. And sometimes when we're in a vulnerable position, we don't always respond so well. You have to realize he hasn't had some of the experiences that you and other persons have had with the Lord. And so he may seem a little raw in some of his reactions, but sometimes people are not comfortable feeling vulnerable. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, exactly. Yes, ma'am.
So you have to pray for them. You have to fast and pray and ask the Lord to give them grace and to help them. Amen?
Oh.
And
yes,
so
amen.
Go ahead.
There's this issue with weird stuff with COVID at the hospital, and he's suddenly had a nose was running, and they've given him all of a sudden this, they called it an antibiotic where they rub it on under your nose, and I don't know if it's just me. I didn't really get to pray about it in the prayer closet, but it's just bothering me, so I just really want to bind that COVID and that shedding over there at the hospital. It's just, there's a couple of things I don't want to keep hearing what happened, but it's just, like, suspicious. things with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand that. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to intervene in the hospital where our sister's father, Father, we ask that you intervene and that you send in the right doctor, the right nurse, the right person. If they are attempting to treat him for something that he does not have, Lord, that you will see to it that treatment plan is removed in Jesus' name, and that only the right treatment that is in him come to him in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over him. We bind every spirit in the flesh of human reasoning, human logic, and science that does not agree with the will and purpose of Almighty God. We surround him with your wall of fire, with your glory in the midst, Father, and we ask that you protect him from elements and those who ignorantly think they're doing the right thing that might do him harm, in Jesus' name. We submerge him under the blood. We raise the shield of faith. Father, we ask that you see to it that he receives only those things that are fitting and suitable for him and his condition. Only those things that are fitting and suitable for his condition. Every good gift, every perfect thing comes down from you. We bind all that did not come from you in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, Father, for bringing him through triumphant and victorious in Jesus' name. We lift up our sister's husband to you, Lord. Teach him how to fight, Lord. Teach him how to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Teach him how to recognize him, Father, in Jesus' name. Teach him how to resist. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give him wisdom, Father, in Jesus' name. We lift up our sister to you in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you take her to the archive and you take her to those messages that she needs to retain. And to the evil that she might learn from the ones that she chooses for her to receive in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise. We ask for abundant grace. Abundant grace. Isha Rakahada. Cause her to walk, Lord God, on high places. Overcoming obstacles and hindrances and blockages in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Pray for Heather. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are
thank
you there?
Thank you, Lord. We lift up Heather. Yes, I am. Father, we lift up Heather to you. Father, we ask you to bring Heather to a place in you that she needs to be. In Jesus' name, we bind the work of the enemy, trying to hinder her from getting in the place that the Lord would have her to be. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank
we love you.
Thank you. We love you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, God never fails to come to the assistance of the saints. He never fails to come to the assistance of the saints. Amen. Area code 850. You're on the air in Jesus' name.
Dr. Sabrina?
Yes?
It's me, Ray. I'm so grateful that you answered my call. I have not contacted you in about a week. I started out with trying to find a foundation for my family because it's been through so much crisis, only to discover that my family was imploding from within. My daughter put my son in jail. My daughter was involved in witchcraft. It's just been so unbelievable that it's just been gut-wrenching. And that's why I wanted to come, but I didn't have enough money. And so I'm like a lost nut. And I apologize for all of that because I haven't been keeping up. I've been so busy. But anyway, I'm in a hotel room, and I have some money, but I don't have a lot. And what I'm praying for is for God to direct me, please, into the perfect way for me to be stable first. God bless my children. We've done so much praying for them over the years. I just found it unbelievable. But God warned me. He told me, you know, there were some things wrong with all the children. No foundation, no home. And that's so true. So.
Amen. Church, let's get in our prayer languages and use our faith and come before the Lord and pray for our sister, amen, and her family. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, many of us have experienced things that went wrong. We tried, we did the best we knew, but things went wrong. And somehow, no matter how hard we tried and no matter what we did, things kept going wrong. And they kept going wrong. And they kept going wrong. But Lord, you're greater than all of the things that have gone wrong. All of the things that have been said and done, you're greater than all of that. So we look to you, Lord, in the middle of a crisis, and we choose to trust your divine plan. We might not be able to see what it is right now, but we know that we are in your hands. Father, we lift our sister to you and her children. We ask that you take them in your arms, that you comfort this mother, and that you intervene in the lives of each of her children and in her own life. We thank you, Lord, that you will speak comfortably to your daughter in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to reach out to her. Reach out to her with your love, with your mercy, with your grace, and with your comfort. We ask you to give her hope, new hope in you, refreshed hope in you, refreshed confidence and trust. You know, David had a family that went awry. His family had plenty of problems. And there were other saints in the scriptures. Job did sacrifices every day for his children, just in case they had done something out of the way or they had turned and cursed God. Lord, we ask you to have compassion on this mother and on her family. We give them all to you, Lord. We place each one into the hands of God, the Holy Spirit. Don't say in yourself, Lord, I can't handle this anymore. You're not by yourself, saith the Lord. I'm with you.
Thank you.
I'm with you. You're not alone. I've been with you every step of the way, saith the Lord.
Thank you.
Don't fear because of what you see happening. I'm in the midst. And I'm working it out. It may look like destruction, but I am in the midst of it. Know this and trust me with all your heart. Don't stop praying. This is not a time to withdraw. Continue to fight. Continue to stand. Continue to praise me, saith the Lord. And I will bring the victory.
Oh,
this is not your battle. This is my battle, says the Lord. Now, what I want you to do is say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I've done this before, but I'm going to do it again.
I've done this before, but I'm going to do it again. I place each of my children.
And myself.
And myself.
And the affairs of each of our lives.
And the affairs of each of our lives.
In the hands of God the Holy Spirit.
In the hands of God the Holy Spirit.
And I cast all of my care.
And I cast all of my care.
Upon you.
Upon you, Lord.
You told me.
You told me
that your yoke is easy.
That your yoke is easy.
And your burden is light.
And your burden is light.
And I receive exactly what you said.
And I receive exactly what you said.
From this moment forward.
From this moment forward.
My yoke will be easy.
My yoke will be easy.
And my burden will be light.
And my burden will be light.
I thank you for it, Father.
Oh, I thank you for it, Father. Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You keep saying it.
Yes, and it's so true.
You
don't
have
so
to carry the weight of this. Let the Lord carry it. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. We love you.
I love you too. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is so good to his people. He really is. He's so, so very good to his people. Amen. Brother Marshall, we're ready to intercede now.
Praise the Lord. I think we've been doing that. Continue to do that. We give you praise, Father. Thank you that even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for purchasing us with your own blood. Thank you for redeeming us. We give you praise and honor and glory that we have hope. We have hope against hope, Father, in Jesus' name, even as it is written in Hebrews 6:18, that by two immutable things it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Jesus, you took our cup of cursing, and we're so grateful that we have the privilege of receiving your cup of blessing and drinking into one spirit with you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Lord, for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for the spirit of adoption. Thank you, Father, you made him and knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We thank you that we can come boldly before your throne of grace, Father, even as it is written in Ephesians 2:18. For through him, through Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, by his, that spirit of the living God, by the spirit of the living God, through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father, as it is written in Ephesians 2:18. Now, therefore, we are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. He's that sure, unwavering foundation. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Father, that foundation, that rock of our salvation, we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. As we come before your throne of grace, Father, in Jesus' name. I ask you to make all of our prayers effectual and fervent, Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you save all of us to the uttermost to come to heaven, your Father, by you. You said you give us that gift of righteousness, even as it is written in Romans 5:17. We thank for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And you said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. This sister and the other sister and all the children, all of my children, all of your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. We don't have to worry about the word curses, and we cancel all the word curses, and we thank you, Father, for raising us up together with Christ Jesus, that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and from our position in Christ Jesus because of the blood of the covenant, according to Proverbs 18:10, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And you said at the end of Psalm 91, I'm in agreement with Sabrina's prayer earlier, at the beginning of the worship service, we claim all the benefits of Psalm 91 for all the saints, all those in the body of Christ, those coming into the body of Christ, including all the family members, those who have been wandering off doing so-called their own thing, listening to ungodly words, ungodly curses. We cancel all those word curses, speaking about the hurricane season in Jesus' name. We cancel their assignments to each and every one, not just the saints living in Florida, not just saints living on the East Coast. Every place, wherever the saints are, in the Virgin Islands, or wherever the saints are, that could be possibly affected in Jesus' name by any word curses in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory. You said in your word, in Proverbs 8:29, when he, God, by his word, Jesus Christ, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundation of the earth. Lord Jesus, you have all power in heaven and in earth, and you do. And there's absolutely no question about that whatsoever in Jesus' name. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords, even as Nebuchadnezzar recognized in Daniel chapter 2. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, since that thou couldst reveal this secret. Father, we ask you to reveal the secrets that need to be revealed to the saints, those things that we need to know. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer thee. Call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Show us the great, each of us individually, as we need to know, the great and mighty things which we need to know in Jesus' name. And help us to know what to do with the great and mighty things you're revealing to us, those revelations that you give, even as you gave to Peter, the revelations that the devil cannot overcome the church of the living God. And we give you praise and honor and glory. And we thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention and protection, Father God, for all the saints, not just the United States, wherever any of the saints are, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name, because Jesus can't lie, and he only speaks the word his Father gave him to speak. And we thank you for your words, Lord Jesus, in John chapter 17, verse 11. And we thank you also, Father, for anointing the Lord Jesus with that Holy Ghost and holy power. And we thank you, Father God, he only speaks your words. And we thank you for that glory that you restored to him, that he had with you from before the foundation of the world, as it is written in John 17:5. And we thank you for that glory for defense. And Jesus says in John 17:11, and now, O Father, and now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And we thank you for keeping us by your name. That's the name above all names. Thank you, Father. You sent Jesus in your name. It says that in Psalm 118. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. And you said that in John chapter 12, starting around verse 12. And we said, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. That means save now, King Jesus. Save now, Messiah Jesus, the anointed one. And you are the Savior. You are the Messiah, the anointed one. And we thank you for saving us all. And we give you praise and honor and glory. because in that scripture that Sabrina referred to previously in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5, the Lord says, "For I, saith the Lord," and he cannot lie, "will be unto her the bride of Christ. Will be unto her a wall of fire round about and the glory in the midst." We thank you for being a wall of fire round about and the glory in the midst for all your saints, wherever they are, including in the southern hemisphere of the United States, every state, every commonwealth, every area of the United States of America. Thank you for being a wall of fire round about and the glory in the midst. Father, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication concerning the border crossings and the people being born into this nation, Father God, with ulterior motives in Jesus' name. And we ask you to deliver the people, the citizens of the United States, and the children that are being whisked across the border, thrown over the wall or whatever, their children that are being shunted about like potatoes in a sack. In Jesus' name, we ask you to deliver all of us and all their children. You said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. You said, call upon me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. We thank you for delivering us all. You said, call upon the Lord, and you'll be saved. And we're calling upon your name. But you said, take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Because of the blood of the covenant, we thank you for delivering us all and all your saints. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for delivering us all. And we thank you for protecting us by the power of your name. And your name is written in blood. Because Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. He has the power of an endless life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that life, the life of the flesh, is in the blood. And it's on our lips and in our heart. Because we don't just have to believe in our head. No, we might start there. We believe in our hearts. Christians are blessed. We don't have to have it all figured out in our heads. No, we just got to rest on the solid foundation in our hearts because we drink into one spirit with him. We think of that blood that speaketh better things than that of Abel. It says, Father, forgive them. They didn't know what they're doing. And because you forgive us, you give us that gift of righteousness, and you continue to deliver us all. And Father God, some people are trusting in the Second Amendment rights, and we do need to keep all of the rights, including the First Amendment, the ability to communicate, and the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, because the Lord, the Word of God, gave us those the ability to do that in Luke chapter 22, verse 38, kind of beginning at verse 37. But I say unto you, Jesus speaking, that this is written, that is accomplished in me, and he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. Yes, Jesus has already paid the price for each of us. In verse 38, and he said, they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. The number two represents lack. Remember when they talked about, oh, we have only 200 penny worth of bread. How are we going to feed this multitude? Two is a reference for lack. But two swords, that's all we need. And they did ask, but didn't wait for an answer in verse 15. One of them, verse 49, when they saw it was about to happen, what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? But sometimes if we're asking, we need to wait a minute. I know it may be hot and heavy, but we need to wait on the Lord and find out what he wants us to do. Because Jesus also says later, he that liveth by the sword shall die by the sword. So we don't want to do that. And verse 50, and one of them smote the servant high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer it thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Speaking about praying for those who despitefully use you, here's Jesus about to be arrested, and he healed the one that came to arrest him. We thank you for that compassion that Jesus has for those who don't love him. Lord, give us that compassion, because they say, Lord, we'll be known by our love. Give us a love for those that despitefully use us. Give us a love, and give us the ability to do what you told us to do, because you told us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. For me and those I can stand in for, I bind every spirit of vain imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and I bring into captivity every thought continually, instantly, immediately, in this head and this heart and all the heads and hearts I can stand in for. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you that you've heard our prayers because of what Jesus did. Thank you, Jesus, for interceding for each of us, because we ask that you give each of us, all of our family members, a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. And we thank you for doing so, Lord, because you said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Filled with what? Filled with the Spirit of the living God. Jesus said, if we ask of him, he'll give us living water. We ask for that living water to be poured forth from us, Father, by the power of your Spirit. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then we'll be able to walk calmly and confidently, even as Pat Holiday and Sabrina and other saints. Even when Pat saw somebody was offering some goat to try to be sacrificed for her life, She wasn't worse. She said the blood of Jesus is a lot stronger than any blood of any animal, any human being. That's the blood of the Creator of heaven and earth, and that was shed for Pat Holliday. That was shed for each of us who have accepted his blood covenant, and that's how he protects us. He who purchased each one of us knows how to protect us so we don't have to sweat it. And then if we have somebody come against us, we're just going to say lovingly to the people, I love the people, and I bind every demon trying to manifest through you in Jesus' name, and they cannot touch us. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn, including any ulterior things that they're trying to plan through the Memorial Day, and we ask you to bring to light everything that needs to be brought to light, Father, in Jesus' name. All those things trying to stir up things, trying to get the plans, trying to get the people to say, oh, yes, we need to control the guns, because they've been trying to do this for quite a long, long, long time. We thank you for our forefathers' foresight to say they have the right to bear arms and it will not be infringed upon. So, Father, we thank you for divine protection, Father God. Thank you for more with us than with them. The mountains are full of horses, the chariots of fire, not just around Elijah and his servant, around about all your prophets and their servants, not just around Albert Lubnitz, who, when he was preaching down in Columbia or wherever it was, and some man came to him with a gun, and the Holy Spirit sort of spoke to him. He said, oh, you just need to turn around and say, I bind you, and he did that, and the man with a gun right behind him, the gun fell out of his hand. We thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. And we do condemn all the word curses, all witchcraft curses, and against each and every one of us, through those in authority, through those in the so-called Biden regime, all the witches, warlocks, all the word curses from the from the gatherings, from the Masonic Lodge, Eastern Star, and all these things are returned on the heads of the spirits that sent them. Do those spirits that intend to do dust continually, instantly, immediately, in Jesus' name. And during Memorial Day, we want to remember the Lord Jesus because he paid the ultimate price for each of us. We do have many of our forefathers that it did shed their blood to redeem us kind of from oppression. We thank for the glorious liberty you give to your children, the glorious liberty of the children of God. Let us not be entangled again. We thank you for the glorious law of liberty if we continue therein in Jesus' name, even as it is written, the glorious liberty of the children of God. I think that's in James chapter 1, verse 20-something. But we thank you for that glorious liberty as we continue to look into that glorious liberty in Jesus' name and not be forgetful hearers in Jesus' name. Verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We want to be doers like Sabrina's been encouraging us to do tonight. All of us doers, and all those spirits of rebellion and all of us and our family members, we bind each and every one of them, and all those we've been interceding for, we bind every spirit of rebellion, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, send against each and every one of us are continually bound, and from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command to be known for the flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the bush, and the deep, to have any further influences to steal, kill, or destroy, coming against all those any of us have and are interceding for, including all the saints, wherever they are in Jesus' name, not just in Florida, not just on the West Coast, the East Coast, the entire United States of America. And we thank you, Father God, for raising up the body of Christ and providing all of our needs according to riches and glory. Because Jesus is our good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. What did he do for us? Oh, he laid down his life, his blood, his soul. He showed us how much he loved us. He had power to lay down his life and power to take it up again. And every time we have communion as the body of Christ, we're taking up his soul, his blood, his life into us, the spirit of the living God. And that's what's great. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Lord. I, my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. The Lord is all of our good shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you for providing all of our needs, and we thank you for overturning every spirit of greed and corruption that's trying to ram through the rising fuel prices, and we know this is all manipulated. All those spirits trying to ram it through, we cancel their assignment. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound in Jesus' name. You and all your underlings seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, going to steal from the saints are continually bound in Jesus' name. And every spirit of Zeus, every spirit of war are continually bound, not just trying to affect the Middle East, not just trying to turn brother against brother in the United States of America in Jesus' name. Every spirit trying to turn one group against another group, we cancel their assignments, whether it be in the Middle East, the United States, in every nation, in Jesus' name. And for the psalm for today, Psalm 68, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away, as wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Praise the Lord. And in verse 30 of Psalm 68, rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, and the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. We ask you to scatter thou the people that delight in war in Jesus' name. And we give you praise and honor and glory because you told us that we have the privilege to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord, as it is written in Psalm 149, verse 9, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. And the Lord says in Deuteronomy 32:22, for a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with their increase and set on fire the foundation of the mountains. Those people that are lifted up with spirits of pride, those spirits that have lifted themselves up with those spirits of Leviathan, we thank you, Father God, for overturning the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy to kill, steal, and or destroy, and trying to overthrow the state's rights as well in Jesus' name. We thank you for the Constitution. We thank you, Father God, that it has been reestablished, as Pat Holliday found out and told us so clearly that Donald Trump very quietly said, we're back under the United States Constitution. We're not the corporation of the United States anymore. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you the legal right is ours. And the enemy are just stealing. They're just lying. We bind every one of those spirits of ungodly manipulation, all the mind control spirits. Yes, you, Satan, the mind binder, the strong man are perpetually, continually bound, all your underlings perpetually bound. Leviathan, Kundalini, all marine spirits, including trying to affect hurricanes, quit about that from every avenue. Every spirit, Kudathembagad, are perpetually bound. All spirits of rebellion and humanism and Kunabatheta are perpetually bound. Every spirit of ungodly fascination are perpetually bound. All the glitz and glimmer of this world are perpetually bound in Jesus. And we cancel our son of each and every one of us and all of our family members. And we thank you that you know how to deliver us all. And we thank you, Father God, you may not do it the same way for each of us, but you said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. And we thank you, Father God, that even for Pat Holliday's niece, and I know that Laura Ann's for her daughter Heather was some concern, and we thank you, Father God, I think Pat Holliday had a niece who had liver cancer, and the saints prayed. And what happened? The cancer left her liver. It did. It came out on the outside of the liver. And they did us, oh, my goodness, that's not in the liver anymore. And then I think she had surgery, from what I remember, and it was removed. And then what did Pat Holliday say? Oh, they found out about black seed oil, black cumin seed oil, and that helps keep it away. So we thank you for giving us natural things that God has created. It's a lot better than chemotherapy. And we thank you, Father God, for providing wisdom and insight. You may not do it the same way, cut up for Laura Ann's daughter, but we thank you for delivering us all. You said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. We thank you for that promise. You promised us. You said, believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved in your household. And we thank you, Father God. When Paul and Silas were being tormented in the prison, Father, in Jesus' name, what did they do? They prayed and praised the Lord. They prayed and praised the Lord. And we thank you that you inhabit the praises of your people. And we give you praise and honor and glory, that you continually inhabit the praises of your people. And that's why we do praise you and thank you, Father, for your mercies that are new each and every day. In Jesus' name. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You've already won the victory because thou defendest them. Thank you for your loving kindness and your truth that continue to preserve us all and our family members. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. We love your name. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your name. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Jesus, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer. Living Word, Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you, Father, for giving them that name above all names. We give you praise. We love your name. Thank you for sending Jesus in your name. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor wilt thou compass them as with a shield. We thank you for your favor as a shield, not just for Pat Holiday, not just for Brother Bill Sabina Sessions, all your saints, Father God. We thank you for being a wall of fire round about and the glory in this continually, instantly, and immediately for each of us. We thank you for delivering us and all the states from those spirits trying to overturn the state's right, Father God. And we thank you for bringing to light what's been done in the dark, which is brought to light, Father God, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory.
That
for you died in the past, in the way that you want. In Jesus' name, He told us not to be afraid. How many times? More than 100 times. Because fear is the opposite of faith. So we thank you for bringing to light everything that needs to be done. Thank you, Father, for protecting and delivering us all from every plan and wiling scheme of the enemy. in Jesus' name, and our families in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.